Oh yeah, back to it, you know. Got to get back in shape and get ready for a new year.
How long have you been doing this? Are there a lot of guys around here?
Yeah, you know, guys are starting to come in, you know, sprinkle in from traveling around. A lot of people go home, you know, see their families, and you know, now's the time that you start coming back and start getting in shape, because then we start up on the 22nd. Yeah, no, it's great. You know, you get to say hello to your buddies and hang out a little bit, and you know, enjoy the time together. Because once the season's over again, you know, guys, they spread out, go their separate ways, and you know, it's nice to see everybody come back.
You guys have had a few changes on the defensive side of the ball.
Yep.
Do you keep up with that? I mean, do you follow it like a fan or a member of the media, or is it?
Yeah, I mean, you're aware of the things that go on. You know, again, I think that, you know, the coaching staff and, you know, personnel, they're always going to do the best thing for our team. So, you know, I'm happy to, you know, have some of the new guys coming in, and, you know, we got the best corner in the league coming in. So that's, it's always a good thing for a defensive end like myself. You know, just give me a little bit more time. I'll be happy to use that, you know.
What did you think when that went down? Because everyone was shocked. They were actually, the player, the money, it was shocked. Yeah. It happened.
I mean, you know, it happens every year. You know, there's always going to be, you know, something that goes down that, you know, it was unexpected, and, you know, again, I'm happy that he's on our team. He's a great, great football player, and, you know, the more great football players you have on your team, the better chance you have to win. So, you know, again, I'm happy he's playing for us.
When you have a player that good, how does he change the defense?
Yeah, I mean, you can do whatever you want with him. And again, you can put him on the best receiver, tight end, whoever, and just, you know, say, hey, go cover this guy, and he can do it. So, you know, whenever you have a guy that's that talented, it's always great. As far as defensive schemes and stuff like that.
Nice defense is going to be around for this year.
Yeah, happy that I'll be able to look inside and see him next to me. So, you know, again, happy that, you know, he's still my teammate, and, you know, be able to go out there and, you know, win some football games.
Is there a feeling?
In addition to Revis, I mean, you guys got Browner as well. I guess how does that change?
Yeah, I mean, the guy's bigger than me. You know, when I first met him, I didn't know he was a corner. So, you know, again, he's a big physical guy. He's tall and long. So, you know, again, he's another guy that you can – a piece that you can put on the field anywhere to, you know, cover a guy and shut him down. So, again, that's, you know, another great addition that we have to our secondary.
Is there a feeling among the players when the front office goes and makes that type of acquisition or that series of acquisitions that they really have your backs?
Well, I mean, we're in this thing to win. So, you know, everything that we do is – directed towards winning football games, and, you know, again, that's just the way that things work around here, is to, you know, give our team the best chance of winning, and, you know, with those guys, it gives us a better chance.
How much are you motivated, Rob, by the fact that you guys are so close on the doorstep, you know, every year? If you're not in the big game, you're very, very close. How much does that
I mean, I'm very motivated. I need to get back to that game, and, you know, you got to win it this time. So, you know, nobody thinks about the time and effort put into getting to a championship game, and, you know, the workouts, the off season, the OTAs, mini camp, training camp, 16 games that you got to get through just to get to the playoffs, and then, you know, getting to that AFC championship game. It's a long road, so it's a lot of work, and to get back there, I got to do it all over again, but I'm, you know, I'm up for the challenge. We've done some good things so far, and it's not over yet, right? So, you know, again, I think that, you know, we've done some great things here, and we're going to continue to get better as a football team. And, you know, excited that Julian came back. You know, he's my guy. So, you know, great football player that we have on offense. We got some great receivers coming back. So, you know, again, and Tom, you know, with Tom, you can pretty much do anything. So, again, you know, offensively, you know, we're looking good. And, you know, defensively, you know, just adding a couple pieces, and, you know, what we have so far, those guys are tremendous talents. And, you know, again, as a defensive end, you're happy to have two great corners that can shut down, you know, two receivers at the same time. You know, it's awesome. And then we got great safety. So, again, defensively, you know, we've improved. But, again, we got to put in the work. And, you know, that starts now. It starts in the off season, because you can't just, you know, you have the talent, but then you got to put in the work together to get to that ultimate goal.
A lot of talk about free agency, obviously, Rob, but looking forward to the draft, are you like in free agency, a fan to see who the team might draft and, you know, if they're going to add some pieces to the defensive pass rush, which a lot of people
Obviously that they go with in the draft, they're going to be great football players. You know, they do a great job in the scouting department and making those decisions. And, you know, it's always to help the football team win. So, you know, whatever draft picks we get, you know, I'm sure they're going to be good football players and, you know, come in and help the team win.
Rob, when draft prospects come for visits, do they interact at all with current players?
If you're here, you know, if you run into them, yeah, you know, you say hello and, you know, might get introduced to them and, you know, but sometimes, you know, you're in and out of the building early, they're coming in late, you know, it's all which time you come into the building, obviously, you know, but, you know, you'll run into some guys and, you know, just say hello and say, you know, best of luck with your journey and, you know, that's all you can do.
Do you remember your pre-draft experience, what that was like leading up?
Yeah, you know, it's a stressful, weird time, you know, because, you know, when you're young and you've never been in the NFL, you don't know what to expect. You know, imagine being a 21-year-old kid walking in here and having Bill, you know, talk to you. And you guys all know what that's like. So, you know, it might be a little intimidating for him. And, you know, again, that's just, you know, part of maturing and, you know, getting in the league and getting your feet wet as far as, you know, getting the confidence of knowing that you can play. I mean, that's a big thing too. Once you get here and realize like, hey, I can do that, then that brings your confidence to another level. But until then, you're still young, trying to figure out, you know, where you're going to be. And, you know, for me, it was just trying to get an opportunity to be in the NFL. That's the main goal is opportunity.
I think like part of this for a player is like, it's neat that you get the experience to play with certain guys like Vince, you've developed a bond with. Mm-hmm. Like, you talk about Revis, just sort of like it's neat that he's here.
Yeah.
Like how, as a player, like how exciting is that for you personally, just to add a player of that caliber and just to sort of get to know him? What do you like? What he brings?
No, it's always exciting, you know, to have a new teammate. You know, obviously through the off season here, you get to know everyone and personalities, and you know. It's always a good thing to have new guys come in, you know, welcoming them into the team because you know what they're all about, and you know they're trying to win football games too, and you know that's the one thing that we've been consistent with here is winning. And at the end of the day, as you get older in this league, like myself, I just want to win. So you know, other places where you're not winning, and that's very stressful. So I'm sure, and I don't want to speak for him, but I'm sure his experience down south, you know, it wasn't fun to lose, and I'm sure he's excited to come and try and win some football games and get, again, to that ultimate game.
You get a chance to catch up with him yet? Or
no, I have not. You know, everyone's all around and, you know, coming in. So I'm sure once we start up, you know, obviously we'll meet.
I just want to go back to the draft. It seems like the whole spectacle of the draft has really blown up. How much different is it now than when you were being drafted? And do these guys kind of have it?
Well, I don't like to say media circus, but, you know, it's, again, a pro day. Pro days when I was coming out weren't like, you know, start at 10, end at 4:30, you know, just to work a guy out with the media and the television. Well, no, and I didn't have any of that. So, you know, I had a bunch of teams trying to, you know, make me throw up. So, you know, again, it's but that's what it is now. You know, it's everything's changing. It's becoming more, you know, media oriented to where everyone wants to see and, you know, be a part of that whole process. So, you know, again, it's probably different for those guys because they have to be a little bit more, I guess, you know, polished in front of the camera and, you know, be presentable. But you know, as opposed to when I was coming out, you know, you really didn't have the, you know, the FaceTime or anything like that. You were just involved with the teams itself, and that was pretty much it.
Do you find some players just can't handle the way the media is? I don't mean just us, but it's TV every night, it's talk shows, internet.
Well, I mean,
some players probably shouldn't do it.
I mean, that's true. I mean, obviously, some guys are better in front of the cameras than other, you know, and as how you present yourself and how you speak, and you know, all those things kind of factor into some decision making. Obviously. You know, again, I don't think it's a bad thing. You know, some guys can excel at it and, you know, capitalize on it. And, you know, so maybe some other guys, you know, they should have their managing people say, hey, let's do an interview instead of live stuff, or, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, again, it's just evolution of the media, I guess, guys, right?